questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Well, hello and welcome. This is another session of Q&A on Islamic beliefs, and this is IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, and we have Dr. Karimi with us to continue the discussion of animal rights and the process of sacrifice, the ritual of sacrifice. Hello, Doctor. In the previous session, we talked about the ritual of sacrificing. We said that the animals have been created for the benefits of human beings. And we talked that this has a long history in other religions. Also, we have the ritual of sacrifice. And the number of the animals that are considered to be a good point, a good cases for sacrifice, are very limited. They're not in a large number that would affect the animals. Now, today, we will have to talk about the animal rights. Shall you please talk about the animal rights for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And thank you for that summary. The point is that some people who are arguing against slaughtering the animals in their religion of Islam, they claim that they are pro the rights of the animals, and Islam is not like that. But when we refer to the verses and the narrations and the viewpoints of the great Muslim scholars, especially we are talking about Shia scholars, we will see how Islam is highly respecting the animals. And we can claim that Islam is the best religion in terms of considering the rights of the animals. There are many points to be mentioned in this regard. The first point is the fact that according to Islamic jurisprudence, especially Shia jurisprudence, animal in and of itself is a respected being and creature of God. So, for example, one of the famous Shia jurists, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Najafi, who is the author of the well-known Jawahirul Kalam, he says that animals, they are, respected beings, and it is an obligation upon the people to quench the thirst of the animals. And it is absolutely forbidden to torture the animals keeping them thirsty and not quenching their thirst. Not only that, بَلْ هِيَ وَاجِبَةٌ نَفَقَ عَلَيْهِ. You know that we have the concept of nafaqa in the religion of Islam.
Yes.
For example, the sustenance should be provided by a husband and father for his family members. Now here, these Shia scholars talk about this nafaqa as a kind of the nafaqa of animal to be a kind of obligation upon the owner.
Yes.
So this is the way Islam looks at the rights of the animals. And not only that, according to some narrations, there are rights for animals upon the owners, including quenching the thirst, feeding the animal even before himself. And then he refers to a very great point. He says that the fact that Islam asks the people to respect the animals is not because of the fact that animal is a property. It makes a great difference how we look at this obligation. Yes, we need to, quench the thirst of the animal. But what is the reason? Is the reason that it is a property of us and we should keep it alive? Or no, it has another reason. He says that no, it's not only because of the fact that it is a property, it is your wealth. Rather, it is because of the fact that it is a living being and creature. And because of that, it has all these rights.
Right, yes.
Sheikh At-Tusi, the great Shia scholar, also after referring to the fact that the nafaqa, the sustenance of the animals, is an obligation upon the owner, he says that لَأَنَّ لَهَا حُرْمَةً. It, the animal, has a great respect. The same has been mentioned by Allama Hilli. Now, We said that according, as you rightly mentioned at the beginning, when we're talking about the slaughtering the animals, Islam only permits that for a few number of the animals, not all of them. But to begin with, according to the religion of Islam, all the animals have the right of life, and no human being has permission to kill the animals without any reason.
Yes.
So even when it comes to sheep, camels that we are allowed to slaughter, we cannot just kill them for fun. It should be based on a kind of wisdom. Otherwise, it is absolutely forbidden for you to kill and slaughter the animals. So I would like to share some narrations which tell us that you are not allowed to kill the animals for no reason. Some of the narrations, they do not refer to any specific animal. They just mention that without a justified reason, you have no right to kill the animals. For example, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, or rather it has been mentioned that, إِنَّهُ نَهَى عَنْ قَتْلِ كُلِّ ذِي رُوحٍ إِلَّا أَيُّذِ. You have no right to kill any creature that has a kind of soul. And you know that according to us, according to the religion of Islam, animals also have a kind of soul.
Yes.
Unless they are bothering you or dangerous to you. In that case, yes, it is based on a kind of wisdom. But, beside that, we have no right to kill the animal. It is absolutely forbidden.
So one reason is for protection.
Pardon?
To protect yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Only in that case we are allowed to do that.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. The next narration reads, according to the Holy Prophet, that there is no animal, be it birds or any kind of animal, that if you yuqtal bighayr al-haq, if you kill it without any right, then سَتُخَاسِمُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This narration is very powerful. On the Day of Judgment, that killed animal will come to you, will come to the court of God and will complain against you.
Yes.
And it will ask for its rights against you. This also shows how, great is the right of the animal, the right of life for animals. According to another narration, the Holy Prophet says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed any person who kills the creatures, the animals, through shooting arrows without any reason.
Yes.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, our sixth imam, is quoted as saying, this narration is also very interesting. He says that the most reprehensible sins are three. One of them is killing the animals, of course, without any reason. And the second is, refraining from paying the dowry of women and refraining from paying the wage of the one who works for you. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam called killing the animals without any justified reason as one of the most reprehensible sins. So all these narrations refer to the fact that we are not allowed to kill any kind of animal when
without
it comes
reason.
To halal animals, it should be based on a wisdom, we slaughter just to provide the food, but we are not allowed just to kill a sheep just for fun, just to show that we have the ability to shoot an arrow, for example, or through a gun.
And even we have it with Imam Reza when he protects that gazelle.
Yeah.
So that means they have been very kind with the animals.
Exactly. That's a very
and
good
animal
example.
Right has a history in Islam as well. So now I have a question from you. Don't you think that killing animals, especially camels, the way that camels are being slaughtered for sacrifice is a bit of horrendous. What do you think about that? Isn't it considered to be a sort of torturing?
Inshallah, I will talk about some of the Islamic etiquette for slaughtering the animals. But quickly, let me refer to some of them. It's been proved that even, I mean, according to some researchers, we know that Islam asks the Muslim to slaughter the animals through an iron killing tool, like a very sharp knife. There are some recommendations, for example, inshallah I will share some of them later, but for example, the knife needs to be very sharp. And one of the reasons...
In order not to bother the animal.
Not to bother the animal, yeah. And the other point is that Islam says that you need to cut those four main arteries. And it's been proved that it happens within few seconds. As yes. soon as, I mean, those four main arteries are cut, after some seconds, the animal will not, feel the pain
anything,
anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is one point. Because the fact is that when those four arteries are cut off, a great portion of the blood will gush forth and gush out of the body of the animals. So the animal will lose the blood pressure, and that is why it will not feel any kind of pain anymore. It's been proved in the science that, when the animal is slaughtered in this way, it is one of the fastest possible way for slaughtering the animal. This is one point. When it comes to, some people may argue that, so we may use, for example, electricity and so on and so forth. Again, it's been proved in the science that if you are going to, somehow kill the animals without that blood gushing forth and going out of the body of the animals, it will remain some, negative effect inside the body of the animals.
Yes.
So Islam says that you need to slaughter through this way. Islam has, of course, many recommendations. Inshallah, I will share. So might seem that it's a kind of torturing, but the pain is within maybe a very few,
seconds,
maybe less than 10 seconds. But then there is no pain, and then it will not have all those negative effects of, remaining blood inside the body of the animals.
Yes.
So when we put together all these points, and science also helps us in this regard, we come to this conclusion that people, it might seem that it's very, a kind of heinous action done by the people. And maybe it is one of the faults of the people that they just slaughter animals in front of the eyes of the children. No, we are not allowed, we are not recommended to do that. When it comes to the time of the slaughter, we have, great recommendations.
Yes.
Inshallah, I will share some of them. When it comes to the knife, we have some recommendations.
Also recommendations.
And for example, let me just share one point in this regard that Islam says that it's very discouraged or makruh to kill an animal in front of other animals. Because of the fact that the other animals, they have feeling, they just see the other animal is slaughtered and they also feel the pain.
Yes, they feel the pain.
So it's highly discouraged to do that, to slaughter an animal in front of other, for example, sheep, especially if it's a matter of, child and parents. So it's, highly discouraged in the religion of Islam. We are not allowed, it's discouraged to slaughter the animals at night. And this is because of the fact that some scholars argue that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the night is for the rest.
Yes.
جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا. The night is for the rest, not only for the human beings, but also for any other creature.
All the creatures,
so
yes.
It's very, again, discouraged to slaughter the animals at night. Let them, rest. You may do that, during the day.
During the day.
Yeah. So these are some etiquette that, inshallah, later I'll be sharing.
Yes,
share
thank you very much. So we learned that, after all, everything that happens in our religion, in Islam, has a scientific and logical background.
Sure.
So thank you. We learned that the animal right in Islam has got a long history. And whatever that happens to those animals during the slaughter is not just for fun. It has got a reason and there's a logic behind it. And that's it. Thank you. We'll catch up in another session and we'll discuss another question. This was Q&A on Islamic Belief, and this is IRIB English Radio. We had a great time discussing with you. Thank you for listening.
لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن